This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB Radio. You're listening to GRE with Triple E D, Devin, David, and the Bo. Yeah, something like that.
Easy.
So, what I was going to say was, is before the break, we were doing a little national Facebook news, and it was it's a somber story. And sometimes we are funny and we offend, but we care.
We do care.
We care a tremendous amount.
We're, and we're all fathers here.
We're all fathers, and, yep. and we all have families. And so we, you know, this is not a situation where we need to be blaming parents. And, you know, sometimes our national Facebook news stories are funny. But we had to move the funny story to Tech Talk with D today.
That's right.
Yeah. So in case you didn't catch that.
That was funny.
Squirt.org.
Squirt.org. So here's our last story for today on national Facebook news is, and we touched on it a little earlier in the show with local, but mostly national news with Devin, was the Orlando shooting, yeah. the tragedy that happened. And what I want to just kind of talk about for a few minutes is let's talk about some of the things that led up to the shooting. Some of the warning signs that were missed. Have you guys been reading the articles on here?
Yeah.
The interview with the wife.
Yep.
Okay. The part where she's talking about, you know, he had expressed interest in wanting to see something like this and make a statement for jihadist. Did you read that, Devin?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I did. What I thought also was interesting is that. His dad was part of a TV show years ago that is, you know, of extremist nature.
Wasn't he on a, doesn't he do a radio show as well out in that broadcast out in L.A.?
Yeah, I mean.
Hey, don't compare him to us. Don't you dare compare this guy to us.
No, he does. He does.
We're not broadcasting in Arabic here, son.
He was a.
He's on. Well, now we did.
You just said like five sentences.
I just said, "That's America, la 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 la."
That's loud. Sorry, folks.
I'm so sorry.
Hope you didn't have your highs on that one.
All right. So, anyways, I think that there was the whole point of this. There were so many different things that could have been done. So many different warning signs. He was on the watch list. Mm-hmm. Right? So he was in there trying to buy a gun. He had expressed interest. He had his dad was part of an extremist program. And yet, we got this guy. He's lived in America for how long?
He was born here.
So, born here, raised here. We have given everything to this guy. And then the entire time, he hates America.
Yeah.
Hates America. So, here's my question. You know, why is people like that allowed to own firearms?
Well, my thing is U.S. citizen. He was under investigation.
Yeah, he's under investigation.
But he was cleared. He was cleared from the investigation, and they didn't have anything else to go on with him. So, but my thing is this: even if he wasn't allowed to buy a gun, he's still not going to stop the guy. He's still going to...
He could have made a bomb.
He was brainwashed by... Obviously, his father had some of these beliefs as well. You know, he was on some of these websites and reading literature on with the extremist groups and was just... It affected him.
His heart looked absolutely tore up on all the interviews, by the way. Just saying.
Who?
His father looked absolutely tore up on all the interviews.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Well, here's my point about this story. And I want to make sure everybody is on the same page. My point about this story is that we have an opportunity in our country to change the way we think. We, as a society, we need to change the way we think. We have to start being more aware of our surroundings. And here's a perfect example of a case where we know about it. We see it. Every indication is given that there's a reason to be concerned, and yet we do not act upon it.
Well, I mean, even, you know, they go and they say, if you see something, say something. Well, people saw something, and they said something, But they didn't act. They didn't listen. And what happens a lot of times is when you do it, you get labeled a racist. You get labeled a bigot. You get labeled all these different things. And, you know, if it turns out to be absolutely nothing, then it's
well,
like...
Well, I think the ex-wife of this guy, too, should be held accountable because he divulged a lot of information to her, and she didn't say anything.
Not the ex-wife,
the current wife.
I think the current wife should definitely be held accountable for
the
this.
The ex-wife did tell people.
I think the current wife... She should be a daggone ashamed of herself. That blood is on her hands.
Just as much as it is.
You know, and I know we were talking about the impact of the tragedy in local, but mostly national news, but the part I just felt like was just, from my perspective, was we missed this. And how many times have we missed it? And how many more times are we going to miss it? And then when is the leaders of this free world that we call America, going to come out and acknowledge Islamic terrorism?
That's the thing, and the whole problem is that they're looking in the wrong direction. That's like, you know, when somebody gets killed in a car accident, you go after the car manufacturer. You know, I mean, you're going the wrong direction. It's as asinine as that. You know, you see a car accident and you go after the whoever makes the car. That's the wrong direction.
Depends on if the car malfunctioned.
It's the fault of the person that was driving the car 99% of the time. You know, same thing with a weapon. The weapons don't just crawl out of pawn shops and shoot people. It's the crazies that have them that use them. And if they didn't have that, they'd be something else.
Yeah. Well, you know, the ultimate question on all this is how do you go about keeping weapons out of the hands of these types of people? And the true honest answer is
you put weapons in other hands of other people.
You put the hands of in the hands of people that aren't crazy that can come in and protect you.
It's unfortunate.
That's the
best gun control.
Target practice.
Make sure that people can hit.
Hey, listen. Cain killed Abel with a rock because that's
a heart problem.
Because that's all he had.
Yeah. It's a heart problem. So we need to kind of move forward a little bit. Next week, we will be doing the show from Baltimore. Jim's going to be, I believe, somewhere
in Florida.
Nope.
No.
Be up at the Myrtle.
Oh, Myrtle Beach.
Going to be in Myrtle Beach.
Thought you were going to be in.
So
the
we're
going to
have.
Thought you were going to the Redneck Riviera.
Negative.
So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing our show. From a remote location there.
On a remote location.
We're
going to
be at
from the NATA Expo.
Yeah, the National Athletic Trainers Association.
Yeah,
we're going to be there having Gezgear's booth out. We're going to be selling product. We're going to be meeting people, wining, dining, profiling, styling, jet flying, alligator shoot wearing.
Well, I'm going to be jet flying. You're just going to be driving.
As a sore subject.
Yeah.
Just got you another one.
anyway, we're going to be there doing it, and I believe Jim's going to call in on during the show.
Yep.
And we'll do a sports segment with him. He'll be on the phone.
That way we can keep it kosher with she who must be obeyed.
Keep it real.
Great. So besides that, we've got a busy week ahead of us.
Yeah.
A lot of driving.
Live from Baltimore and Horry County, South Carolina.
Whoa.
That was a little, way easy there, fella. It's a family-friendly show.
H-O-R-R-Y, Horry County. It's where Myrtle Beach is.
Mark him down. Just mark the man down for one.
This is a Horry Beach, I tell you what.
I want to know who won today.
I do, too.
Devin.
Really?
Yeah.
What? No, are you serious?
Yeah, even with your squirt.org.
I want to recount.
It's Devin.
How many did we get?
Well, you got 7. He got 8.
How many did Jim get?
Wow, man.
I got 5.
Oh!
I got to work on my...
I don't even think Jim was here.
I got to work on my...
He wasn't. He was checked out.
Approach.
He's somewhere on a beach already.
That's right. He's like, I'm already on vacation.
Did you say... You said beach, right?
I did.
Okay. All right.
Toes sense. In the water, son.
All right. Well, we want to thank everybody for listening to the show. Hopefully, you learned something. Maybe you were offended. Maybe you weren't. Hope you laughed. But anyway, we just hope that you enjoyed it. And keep supporting us. Keep listening. And we'll see you next week.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.